This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 31 for Tuesday, August 23rd. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ice futures canola market is lower on Tuesday morning, mainly due to a stronger Canadian dollar. Cooler temperatures are expected for much of the southern half of the prairies over the next few days, but they are expected to increase later in the week. Meanwhile, rain and thunderstorms are forecast for today across the region. Crude oil is on the rise to start the day, continuing yesterday's momentum after sharp losses Monday morning. Saudi Arabia's oil minister said on Monday that OPEC may consider cutting production next month to stabilize the market. While Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil are higher, European rapeseed is lower. The Canadian dollar is gaining ground on the United States greenback by rising more than 0.4 of a U.S. cent. The November canola contract is down $1.30 per ton to $845.50. In the U.S., both corn and soybeans are experiencing higher prices after marked declines in average crop yields were identified by the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour on Tuesday. As for wheat, tight global supply and drought conditions in Europe and China are providing support to prices. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported 6.4 million unplanted acres in 2022, more than three times the amount last year. The Pro Farmer Tour reported the average corn yield in South Dakota to be 118.5 bushels per acre, compared to the three-year average of 161.6. Yesterday, the USDA determined that the country's corn crop is 55% good to excellent, a two-point decline from last week and the fourth lowest rating since 2000. 3 million corn acres were left unplanted in 2022. The December corn contract is up 26 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.55. Soybean prices also rose by the double digits due to declining crop conditions in the U.S., In South Dakota, the Pro Farmer Tour estimated the amount of pods in a 9-square-foot space to be 871.4, down from 997 last year. A less severe decline was found in Ohio. The USDA lowered the crop's good-to-excellent rating by 1 point to 57%. The November soybean contract is up 23 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.58. Just like corn and soybeans, wheat prices are also on the rise Tuesday morning. The winter wheat harvest in the U.S. is 95% harvested compared to the 97% average. The spring wheat rating held steady from last week at 64% good to excellent, compared to 11% from last year. Japan is seeking 119,000 tons of food quality wheat from the U.S., Canada, and Australia, with the tender closing on Thursday. The December Chicago wheat contract is up 22 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.10. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 20 cents at $8.86. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 13 cents at $9.13. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, August 23rd. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.